Charlie Schultz was a man who lived off the land. He was a man of faith. He lived a simple life, never took a wife. His story is remembered to this day. In 1894, Charlie came to Mackinac, hunting some land to claim. 40 acres he did find, the title deed he signed, and for 40 years there he remained. Charlie lived alone in a ramshackle home he built with his own two hands. The timbers he did lay on a hill not far away from where the Mackinac River ran. When the chilly winds blew in, he filled the stove with kerosene to heat his humble home. He leaned some planks against the wall to keep out the gusty squall, and Charlie's little home stayed warm. When the weather it was warm, Charlie slept out of doors on cushions from a sofa he found. He raised chickens by the score who laid eggs that Charlie stored, and marked the date on each and every one. Every week or so, Charlie walked to Mackinac, toting his big gunny sack. He brought eggs and herbs to trade, and many a friend he made, and Charlie Schultz was always welcome back. After 14 years alone, the people in the town built Charlie a brand new home. But be that as it may, Charlie chose to stay in the cabin where he'd lived all along. Turn the page of time to the day the church bells chimed in the little town of Mackinac. They found Charlie on the floor, dressed in his overalls. Our friend Charlie Schultz was gone. In an unmarked grave, Mr. Charlie Schultz was laid on a cold and a sad winter day. And as we gather here, the angels hold him near. We remember Charlie Schultz as we pray. Charlie Schultz was a man who lived off the land. He was a man of faith. He lived a simple life, never took a wife, and his story is remembered to this day.